With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the Prophet Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Prophet Podcast. It is Friday, October 4th, 11:58 p.m. at the time of recording. Sorry this one's getting out a little later than usual. I've been working on ACT study since that's coming up, but starts and sits, really the only important thing in life, so I'm here anyways. So let's get straight into it, and before I do, I want to make a disclaimer that when you ask a question and don't specify a format, I'm going to assume it's PPR. That's kind of my default. That's a lot of default. So I'm going with PPR unless it's stated otherwise. So let's get into it. First question, DeMarcus Robinson or Marquise Hollywood Brown? I would personally start DeMarcus Robinson. Since Tyreek Hill was injured, Robinson, he has seen over 90% of the offensive snaps each week. And last week, it was a rare ugly outing for the Chiefs offense, but he was still heavily targeted, and Robinson, he put up good PPR numbers. So I expect the Chiefs offense to rebound this week. You know, it was really the Chiefs' worst game with Patrick Mahomes under center, so I don't expect that to repeat. They've got a home matchup against the Colts. I think they rebound, and I think DeMarcus Robinson, I think he's a good option this week. Now, Marquise Brown, he's still a good option. He's the number one for Lamar Jackson, but I would personally start DeMarcus Robinson. So question number two, Josh Jacobs or Jeff Wilson? Now this, I'm not excited about either one really this week. Josh Jacobs, he's facing possibly the best defense in the league in Chicago Bears. But on Jeff Wilson's side, he is 100% touchdown dependent. And Tevin Coleman news is right now, as of, 12 a.m. on Friday or Saturday morning, the news is Tevin Coleman, he's going to be returning this week. So I'm not excited about either, really, but I'm going to have to go with the volume. So with Breida and Mostert and Tevin Coleman all being options for the 49ers backfield, I don't have very much confidence at all in Jeff Wilson. Now the Bears, they could very easily just completely shut down Josh Jacobs and this Raiders offense as a whole. However, with Trubisky being injured, I don't really expect the Bears to be able to run up this score, meaning no matter how ugly it is, Jacobs won't be game scripted out, so I'm going to have to follow the volume and start Josh Jacobs. So moving right on to the next question, Dak Prescott or Kyler Murray? I like Dak, but I am pretty excited about Kyler Murray this week. Murray, he is finally starting to rush a little bit, which that really helps his floor. We saw the rushing touchdown last week. And Cincinnati, well, they're a really awful defense. Now, I hear the voice of the Dak Prescott truthers. Calvin, the Packers, they just gave up a great game to the Eagles. And yes, they did. We can't ignore that. However, after going back and watching it, it wasn't really the defense's fault as much as the special team's fault. So Sanders, he exploded on a kick return, got them, down to the red zone. And then the next kick, Crosby kicked out of bounds with a penalty up to the 40. Then there was a strip sack. So the Eagles, they had incredible field position almost the whole game. So the Packers defense, it really was unfair to look at just the box score without the context of where the Eagles were starting their possessions. Now, the Packers' defense, it's pretty decent still against the pass, but they are not good against the run. We just saw the hat trick from Jordan Howard. So I expect a huge game from Ezekiel Elliott, but I'm not really expecting anything spectacular, per se, from Dak this week. So I would play Kyler. Dak Prescott, yeah, he's still a good option, but Kyler Murray, I think he could have a huge week against the Cincinnati defense. So moving right on, Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz, another quarterback question. Carson Wentz, he's coming off a good week, but with Darnold still gone, I think the Eagles will be able to lean on the run game more, which it's going to limit Wentz's upside this week, I think, a little bit. Now, Matt Ryan, he's fantasy-wise at least, he's been pretty gross this year. A lot of interceptions thrown. But if you look at the yards he's putting up, he just almost dropped 400 yards against a very good Titans defense last week. And while he recorded no touchdowns in that game, I expect that to change. If you're putting up 397 yards, you're going to get some touchdowns, especially with the weapons he has. So with both teams struggling and looking to get back on track in that Houston-Falcons matchup, it could really be just an offensive shootout. Both teams really have the offensive weapons to put up points. So I'm confident in Matt Ryan this week that he turns his fantasy season around. So I'm going Matt Ryan over Carson Wentz. So let's move right on. Deebo Samuel or Diontae Johnson? Ooh. I guess I would go Diontae Johnson this week. Well, neither really has a great matchup. The Ravens defense, it's not quite what we're used to. In the years past, you know, you see that your wide receiver, running back, or quarterback, you see the Baltimore in the subscript of their matchup, and you almost instantly put them on bench. It was almost like Chicago's defense this year and last year. But Baltimore, they've lost a lot of key pieces to that defense, is not quite that same. And Diontae Johnson, he's establishing himself as Rudolph's favorite receiver. So I'm not really excited about either, but I like Diontae more than Deebo Samuel this week. So next question, is Rojo a flex start? Is he startable in PPR leagues? I think you can start Ronald Jones. Now, I like him more in standard leagues than PPR, honestly, because he doesn't see much passing volume at all. They have Peyton Barber still there, and Dare, they have Dare to take the passing work. However, Jones, he still is on the high-powered offense. He's looked great, and he's finally seeing sufficient work on the ground. So it all depends on your other options, but I wouldn't be upset about starting Ronald Jones. Next question, Michael Gallup. Is he a starter if he's healthy? If Gallup is healthy, he can be started. That's my opinion on that. Before this, suffering the knee injury, Gallup, he was looking to be kind of the breakout of the year. So I expect him to start right where he left off. And the Packers defense, it's beatable. We've seen that. And he won't be seeing number one corners. And the Cowboys, they'll be mad after losing to Will Lutz last week. So Gallup, I think if he plays, he can be started, especially in PPR leagues. So next question, Dak Prescott or Jameis Winston? I already mentioned Dak Prescott. I think Dak, he's a good option, you know, especially with Gallup being back, which reports are now that he will be as of 12:07 a.m. on Saturday morning. It's looking like Gallup will play. Now, I'm not expecting anything huge from Dak this game, as I already said, but he's safer than Winston. But if you need upside, Winston is definitely the play. He has the perfect mix of weapons and bad decision-making, so he's a bit riskier, but he is not afraid to take shots deep to the end zone. So I would personally start Winston, but Dak is safer. So next question, Aaron Jones or LeSean McCoy? I would start Aaron Jones. McCoy, he's just too risky right now. We still aren't really sure if Damian Williams will be back, but it's looking like he will be. And Jones, he doesn't have a great matchup, that's for sure. The Cowboys have been pretty good defense so far. But his role is carved out, and with Davante Adams and Jamal Williams already clarified as out, Jones, you should see a lot of volume in both the air and on the ground. So I would be starting Jones. It's just a safer situation than LeSean McCoy's. There's still LeSean McCoy, there's still some concerns about the injury, and now Damian Williams is probably going to play, so Aaron Jones is safer and has more upside, in my opinion. So next question, DJ Chark or Juju Smith-Schuster? This is not a question I was expecting when the season started, but now it's suddenly a relevant question. As awful as he's been, though, for your team, I would still start Juju. The Panthers' defense, it's good, and they could get a lot of pressure on Gardner Minshew, so I'm not expecting much from DJ Chark this week. I honestly do think that the Jaguars could win this game, but I'm not expecting it to be high scoring offensively. I don't think it's going to be an offensive shootout between the Panthers and the Jaguars. I think it's going to be more low scoring. So I would be willing to start Leonard Fournette, but DJ Chark, the receiving options in Jacksonville, not too excited about this week. Now, I'm also not too excited about Juju Smith-Schuster this week, but I expect Rudolph to improve a bit, you know, over the season. I think he's going to get better instead of worse. And Juju, he's got that ability to break off plays. As soon as Rudolph realizes, hey, this guy's really good, suddenly Juju's value, it shoots up a lot. So we're not sure when that's going to be, but I think it's sooner rather than later. And I would rather start him over DJ Chark. All right, next question. Pick two, Wayne Gallman, David Montgomery, or Ronald Jones? I would go Gallman and Montgomery if it's PPR. I mentioned a couple days ago that I wasn't as excited about Gallman with his upcoming schedule, but this week, the volume, it should be there. And the Vikings, they've been struggling a lot. I do still like Ronald Jones, but in PPR, I would go with Gallman over him. As far as Montgomery, I think he has a good chance to break out this week against Oakland. So last question of the day, Jimmy Graham or Tyler Eifert? Now, I love Graham, especially with Davante Adams out, but at this point, I can't recommend to bench any tight end facing the Arizona Cardinals. Both are great options, but I will go Eifert against one of the worst tight end defenses to ever grace the game of football. So that will do it for the Friday start and sits. I will be back on Instagram tomorrow all day answering start and sit questions. I'll put up a thread on the page at The Prophet on Instagram. I won't be here tomorrow to do the week five. Goodness, it's time's flying. I won't be here to do the week five overview with Aiden. I'll be out of town. So it will be next Tuesday or Wednesday before the Five Player podcast. So remember to leave a review, subscribe on Instagram, make sure you follow the podcast, and thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, head over to Instagram and hit me up. That's what I'm here for. That's my job.